بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قسم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قسما فقلت يا رسول الله لغير هؤلاء كانوا حق به منهم، فقال إنهم خيروني أن يسألوني بالفحش أو يبخلوني ولست بباخل. رواه مسلم. أزد عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم distributed some wealth. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, others are more deserving of it than these people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned, he says, these people have given me two alternatives. They have given me a choice. They could have either asked me for money in a very crude manner, or they could have labeled me as a miser, and I am not a miser. So in this hadith we find that Rasulullah ﷺ had some spoils of war from the Baytul Mal. He distributed wealth to certain people. These people from the other ahadith were Bedouins. So they had requested for assistance. Rasulullah ﷺ gave them because they would ask in a very uncouth manner. And because of the weakness, they were just new Muslims and they didn't have much ta'aleem in them and didn't have so much of culture in them. So they would ask in a very crude manner. They would shout on top of their voice, they would raise their voice and they would demand. So Rasulullah said, before they ask me in a very crude manner, oh, they might think that I'm a miser and I'm not giving them. Before these things occur, I have given them specifically and I haven't given others so that they don't regard me to be a miser. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave these people preference because he wanted to bring them closer to Islam. They were showing some inclination and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to now show them that Islam is a very generous religion. And also we learn from this hadith the tolerance Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exercised towards people who were uneducated, uncultured in their approach. And the fact that Rasulullah specifically mentions, وَلَسْتُ بِبَاخِرِينَ I'm not a kanjus, I'm not a miser, I'm a generous person. And this is what a quality Allah Ta'ala gave all of us, to we should emanate this quality of trying not to our level best not to become misers, but to be able to share the things that we have. A very similar hadith comes next. وَعَنْ جُبَيْرِ بْنِ مُطْعِمَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ بَيْنَمَا هُوَ يَسِيرُ مَعَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مَقْفَلَهُ مِنْ حُنَيْن. He says that whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, they were traveling, or he was traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on their return from Hunayn. فَعَلِقَهُ الْعَرَابِ يَسْأَلُونَهُ Suddenly, Bedouins, they surrounded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they latched onto him, حَتَّ طَرُّوهُ إِلَى سَمُرَةِ Now they all came around him, and they latched onto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much so, that they pushed him towards a tree. And this tree, the acacia tree, which was very, very thorny, extremely thorny. فَخَطِفَتْ رِدَاءَهُ So because there were so many thorns, it grabbed hold of the shawl of Rasulullah ﷺ. So the shawl of Rasulullah ﷺ got hooked onto this thorny tree. فَوَقَفَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ Now Nabi Karim is standing there. He is caught by this tree. The thorns of this tree has latched onto his garment, his shawl. He is unable to move. فَقَالَ أَعْطُونِي رِدَائِي Nabi Karim pleads to them, please give me my shawl, give me back my shawl. فَلَوْ كَانَ لِي عَدَدُ هَذِهِ الْعِضَاهِ نَعَمًا لَقَسَمْتُ بَيْنَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُونِي بَخِيلًا وَلَا كَذَّابًا وَلَا جَبَانًا رواه البخاري Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, give me back my shawl. If I had as many camels as the number of these trees, these thorny trees, so many thorny trees were there. And Rasulullah says, if I had that amount of goats or camels, equivalent to these number of thorny trees, قَسَمْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ I would most certainly have distributed and given it to you. Then you would not have regarded me to be a miser, a liar, or a coward. So again, we find from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite the aggression that he faced, the impolite behavior, but Rasulullah showed goodwill, forbearance. He was not a miser, and he was not dishonest, he wasn't a coward. He saw to the needs of the people, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us this again in this hadith, that whatever we have to the best of our ability, whatever is within our means, to the best of our capacity and ability, we should pass the things that we have or share with others, especially those who are poor and needy. We shouldn't show signs of bukhal, of kanjusi, of miserliness. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah.